Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading back to Southern California today. The San Gabriel Valley, the SGV. If you like food, this is your district. The tacos in El Monte, the dim sum in West Covina. It is unbelievable. We are in California's 31st district, and we are profiling a man who might be the luckiest politician in America. Literally. We are talking about Democrat Gil Cisneros.
Gil Cisneros. This is the lottery winner story, right? It sounds like a movie script. In 2010, he was a regular guy. He was a Navy veteran working as a shipping manager for Frito-Lay. He stopped at a barbecue restaurant in Pico Rivera, bought a Mega Millions ticket, and boom, he won $266 million. Most people would have bought a yacht and disappeared to an island. Gil Cisneros decided to run for Congress.
But it wasn't a straight line. First, he became a philanthropist. He and his wife Jackie started a foundation to give college scholarships to Latino students. They realized that writing checks wasn't enough to fix the education system, so he got into politics. He won a seat in Orange County in 2018, served one term, and then lost in 2020. And honestly, that is where the story usually ends for one-term congressmen. They become lobbyists. Gil did something very different.
He went to the Pentagon. President Biden appointed him as the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. That is a massive job. It's basically the chief HR officer for the entire U.S. military. He was in charge of recruitment, training, healthcare, and diversity for millions of service members. He spent years working inside the belly of the beast. So when he decided to run for Congress again in 2024, this time in the San Gabriel Valley, he came back with a totally different resume. He wasn't just the lottery guy anymore. He was a Pentagon heavyweight.
And he needed that gravitas because he was replacing a legend. Grace Napolitano held this seat for decades. She was the grandmother of the SGV. Cisneros had to prove he understood this new district. CA 31 is very different from his old Orange County seat. It's El Monte, Azusa, Baldwin Park. It is heavily Latino, very working class, and incredibly family-oriented. It's the kind of place where people live in the same house their grandparents bought in the 1950s.
He won the voters over by focusing on veterans and small business. Being on the Armed Services Committee, he has a very specific crusade right now: military hunger. It sounds insane that we even have to say those words together, but there are thousands of junior enlisted troops who rely on food stamps to feed their families. Cisneros saw the data when he was undersecretary, and it made him furious. He is fighting to increase the basic needs allowance so that no soldier has to go to a food bank. He speaks with so much authority on this because he's seen the spreadsheets at the DOD.
He is also big on education, which tracks with his philanthropy. He represents a district with a lot of dreamers and first-generation college students. He pushes hard for Pell Grant expansion. He says, "I used the GI Bill to get my MBA. I know what federal aid does for a life."
We also have to mention the SGV culture. It's a mix of Latino and Asian communities. You have cities like West Covina and Walnut that have huge Filipino and Chinese populations. Cisneros is a member of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, but he is very good at building that coalition. He talks about opportunity a lot. Whether it's opening a taqueria or sending your kid to Citrus College, he frames everything through that lens of the American dream.
From Frito-Lay manager to lottery winner.
From congressman to Pentagon chief and back again.
That is Gil Cisneros. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.